Well, good morning, everybody. And a happy, happy Pentecost. Before my homily, I just want to say a quick word of welcome to Deacon Bobby Vogel. He is with us this summer, and praise the Lord, in a year will be ordained a priest. And so we're very happy to have you, good deacon, and you'll be hearing lots of homilies from him this summer. But today you're stuck with me. Today I was thinking about the good book, the Bible. Written, of course, over the course of hundreds of years, and just like a beautiful fruit of the Holy Spirit. Today's Pentecost, we celebrate the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is behind every single word in the Bible. And the canon of the scriptures that we have, it was several councils of Catholic bishops that together with the Holy Spirit discerned what books would be in the Bible, what books wouldn't be in the Bible. And in the year 382, a group of Catholic bishops got together in Rome with the Holy Spirit, and they promulgated the Bible, the canon of the Bible that you and I still use as faithful Catholics today. Praise God. And it's just awesome. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a little girl. She asked if I would autograph her Bible. And I said, well, I can't quite take credit for that, but you know, kids are onto something. And this is what I'm reflecting on. We tend to think that the Bible is God's story. This is it. This is what God has done, the incredible things that God has done. This is the history of our salvation. And it's like, yeah, that, like, there's a lot of truth to that. But guess, like, what have we been celebrating in Easter for 50 days? Today is the last day of Easter. The Feast of Pentecost every year concludes the Easter season. Next week, we're back in ordinary time. But what have we been celebrating for 50 days? That Jesus Christ is alive. That Jesus lives. Like Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. That Jesus isn't just a thing of history. That our Lord Jesus Christ is alive today. And that's the Easter miracle. Listen to this beautiful prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours. Almighty ever-living God, you fulfilled the Easter promise by sending us your Holy Spirit. That means that the Bible is not the full story. It's an important part of the story. But that Jesus still is alive, and that the story continues right to this moment. And the story will continue all the way until the second coming. And then the story will have reached completion. And we will eternally live in the Lord who are faithful. And if that's not good enough news, I got something even better. That God loves us so much, that God loves you and me so much, He wants us to be characters in the story. He wants you and me to be characters in the story that is ongoing. The history of salvation, the story of salvation, the story of God, that we are supposed to play a part. And that's awesome news. That's awesome news. I know that this is Lent, but think about these Stations of the Cross. You know, we're in Easter, but think about the Stations of the Cross. We only know a few names of people that were involved in this part of God's story. Like, we know Pilate. He was the villain, you know, who washed his hands of it, but he finally kind of gave the okay to have Jesus crucified. We know Saint Veronica, who wiped the face of our beautiful Lord. We know the name of Saint Simon of Cyrene because he was there to carry the cross when everybody else just looked and laughed or didn't care. We know the name of Mary because she was with our Lord across that journey, and she stood underneath the cross when he died and held his body after he was taken off the cross. We know St. John stood beneath the cross. But think of how many other people, like, we don't know their names because they distanced themselves from Jesus. And they're like, I got something better to do, or I'm not going to insert myself here. I'm not going to, like. But here's the deal. Is this story continues, and God wants us to be an active part, but so many people write themselves out. Lukewarm and lapsed Catholics write themselves out of the story. They distance themselves from this ongoing story of our Lord and story of salvation that continues to this very day. But the saints didn't. The saints inserted themselves into that story, and armed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, they activated their faith. And they made huge contributions. 2 days ago was my saint, St. Philip Neri. That guy lived in the 16th century, the 1500s, right after the Protestant Reformation, when the church didn't know what to do with itself and was quite static and drab, and Martin Luther did what he did, King Henry VIII did what he did, and there was mass confusion. And there were a lot of people who had already fallen up. The worldly forces, it's like all this stuff, it sounds familiar. But St. Philip Neri, through his joy, through his piety, through his love of Jesus and Mary and the Blessed Sacrament and confession, through St. Philip Neri renewed, was such an incredibly important part of the Counter-Reformation. And he's just one saint of thousands who said, I'm going to be a part of this ongoing story. This isn't just like a thing of the past, like it's going on and on now, and I'm going to be a part of it. And I'm equipped with the gifts of the Holy Spirit that I received at my personal Pentecost, my confirmation. I've got the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I got the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Darn it, I'm going to be an active part of this. I'm going to make a contribution, and I will be by name in there, just like Simon of Cyrene and Veronica. I'm not going to be a bystander. But I think a lot of people just kind of like, they just kind of stand on the sidelines and, you know, sort of do, like Jesus, like, come in. Come in, be a part of this story. Be a part of the story. Remember that line in Scripture where it says that we are supposed to make up for the lack of the sufferings of Jesus? And people don't know what to make of that. Like, how could Jesus lack? And I think it's because the story continues. And Jesus, because he is so good, invites us to be a part of the finishing up of it all. And we are to be part of this story. So it's not wrong to say that we should autograph the Bible, you know, because we're supposed to be a part of this. And we get to cooperate with our Lord in it. And that is a high calling, my friends. But it's a beautiful one. And it's the only way to be a saint. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.